All right, now listen, kids. There's some things we need to put into context for you. You see, a man puts his penis into a woman's vagina for both love and pleasure. But sometimes the woman lays on top of the man, facing the other way, so that they can put each other's genitals in their mouths. This is called 69ing, and it's normal.
See, boys, a woman is sensitive in her vagina, and it feels good to have a man's penis inside of it.
That's right, but sometimes a woman chooses to use other things. Telephones, staplers, magazines. It's because the nerve endings in the vagina are so sensitive. It's like a fun tickle.
Now, on to double penetration, boys. You see, sometimes when a woman has sex with more than one man, each man makes love to a different orifice.
That's right. It's something adults can do with really good friends in a comfortable setting.
It's also important that you understand why some people choose to urinate on each other.
Going number one or number two on your lover is something people might do, but you must make sure your partner is okay with it before you start doing it.
Okay, boys. Do you have any questions?
You know, sometimes you just have to go with what your heart tells you. There's things we're all good at, and we can't just keep them bottled up inside. 'Cause you gotta do what you wanna do. Don't let nothing get in your way. Chase your dream every day. True, girl, you know it's true. That if you really wanna be you, you gotta do what you wanna do. He was unhappy 'cause he just wanted to play ball. But he finally got the courage. His heart's cold. Just like me, all I ever wanted was to sing and dance. And now that I stood up for my dream, I finally have the chance. You gotta do what you wanna do, even if other people don't really want you to. True, girl, you know it's true. That the thing you want to do is the thing that you should do. Some kids think I'm strange 'cause I like studying for an exam. But I don't let that bother me because it's who I am. And I like nothing better than making fun of Jews and ripping on black people. Though some people think it's rude, but you gotta do what you wanna do. Just make sure that what you're doing is what's cool and popular with everyone else. Chew, baby, chew and chew.
When you're eating jerky, hey, Bridegroom, can we watch you practice basketball?
Sure.
Do what you do, don't have restraint. Don't stretch about it or you just might faint. You gotta do what you wanna do. Do what you wanna do. As long as what you wanna do is what everybody wants you to. Blue baby, buy some glue. Just in case of what you're doing.
Hey guys.
New Zealand in 64, a hot-headed actor named Russell Crowe. He loves to act, but he loves one thing more: fighting round the world. He fights his directors and he fights his fans. It's a problem no one understands.
If there's two things he loves, it's fighting and
fighting round the world. Making movies, making music, and fighting round the world.
Russell Crowe.
Wieners, floppy, dangle wieners in my bag. Stop, please, I can't take any more.
But this is the best part. Right before King Joffrey gets poisoned, everyone flops their wieners all around his face.
Yeah!
Everything that lives on Earth poos in some way, and that's how the cycle happens each and every day. Just look at the green, green grass and the birds up in the sky. It's all here because of poo, and now I'll tell you why. Grass is eaten by the cattle, which is eaten by women and men. It fuses with their bodies and becomes poo again. And that poo goes through the sewer, where it's dumped into the sea. And it's eaten by the plankton that becomes the fish's meat. And then that bigger fish with the poo still inside swims up near the shore and gets eaten alive by a grizzly bear that poos on a dead piece of sand so it can spring to life and become food for the land. It's the poo of the antelope, the poo of the giraffe that falls into the earth and becomes the blades of grass. The grass is eaten by the cattle, which comes at the other end to make food for the humans and start all over again. You see, son, you're not an insignificant part of life. You are life.
But how can I be that giraffe and blade of grass and a human? I don't control what they do.
Just like your heart beats without you thinking about it, so too your giraffes and your humans do what they do without you even thinking about it. But it is all one life form. It is all you.
I think I see now.
I'm the poo of the antelope that flows onto the ground.
Becomes the grass of tomorrow, which the grizzlies turn around.
So I'm the leg of the leopard and the wings of the hen, which becomes dinner for the human and turns back to poo again.